Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right.
Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Toby Altizer. Tim Allen, host of the postgame show here on the Fan, Pella Windows and Doors postgame show, driven by Great Lakes Dragaway. Unexpectedly a late one last night, Timmy. How are you?
What the hell? What? I mean, less than 90 minutes, you get through six innings of play, and then all of a sudden, you have a very, very late night on a 20-6 start time, and so they're just flying through this. By about quarter after seven, they're through six, and then, you know, normally I would check the weather in my standard prep, but yeah, I just thought, you know, weather fronts move from here to Michigan, and it hadn't been dicey here at all, so caught me off guard. An hour and 49-minute rain delay, wasting a performance from Freddie Peralta, six innings, two hits, nine Ks, and they come up short, one zip and 11.
He could have been worse. He could have had a no-hitter through six still, and then the rain delay would have got him, because apparently every Brewer game starts with a five-inning no-hit bid now, which is interesting and fun.
Crazy. It's so crazy good, Bart. It is. And I made mention of this last night, that this is the type of game. That is the type of game that you're probably going to see once, twice, maybe more in the postseason, where – you know, you're facing a tough customer on the mound on the other side, and then obviously Woody, Peralta, or Burns, whoever it might be, is going to be shutting things down on our side, and you're gonna have these low scoring games in the postseason, and so just buckle in, get used to it.
Tim Allen again joining us the postgame show today in the afternoon, as we've got a noon start, a quick two game set before the Brewers return home. When they do return home, I want to talk to you about the Corbin Burns event in a little bit, but when they return home, the last game of that homestand, it will be Ryan Braun being celebrated. We had held out hope for him to return, even when we found out he was going to return. It was a very clear indication that, okay, this is a retirement party. This is my guy, dude. You know how I feel about Bronny. I loved him. I think they got to retire his number. I know they only have Hall of Famers up there, but since him and Mark Antanasio are boys, maybe that'll nudge Braun into retirement. I just can't picture another Brewer ever wearing the number 8 again. If you don't retire the number of a guy who was here for 14 years, the only team he played for, got you to the playoffs for the first time in 26 years, and then did it with different eras of this Brewer team, then whose number are you going to retire? I know there's the hiccup you got to talk about, but if you don't retire Braun's number, whose number do you retire?
It's a tough one. It is, Bart. And I understand, you know, the other side. It's just, you know, he was so instrumental, in this transition from, you know, a 26-year playoff drought and insignificant and just the little brother of most of the teams, not only in the division, but around baseball. And I mean, he was he was the key figure in all of this turnaround. He really was. And to not acknowledge that, you know, I find that hard to believe that you can't, even if you hate the cheating part and the lying part, and I think that's a double
double dip right there. I mean, you still have to acknowledge what he did for the organization and what type of moments he was in and what type of leader he was in that clubhouse. And you've been in that clubhouse with Bronny. He's a smart dude. He knows when to talk to the media. He knows when the media is there. He sees that he has skirted them and us for years. And, you know, I can only go by, you know, my experience as a Brewer fan, the way I see it, his good overwhelmingly supersedes the bump, as you say, in the road or the hiccup there.
Well, what you're talking about is like if the media availability was 3:45 to 4:15, Braun would always be taking a shower from 3:44 to 4:16.
Okay. Yeah, or in the weight room or something, or getting.
I did see him. I always like this. I saw him. There was an Atlanta beat writer who Braun like quickly passed through the locker room once, and the guy's like, "Hey, do you have a minute?" And he goes, "Yeah, I'll come back." And the guy's like, "No, he won't come back." But then Braun made sure to find him. So I don't know.
No, he's done that to me a lot. And I was going to say that the other thing I have to go by is my own personal experiences, you know, with Ryan Braun, which have all been good. He's been very respectful. I won't say that we were friends at all. I didn't develop that type of relationship like with some other former and current players. But I will say he was very fair to me. I think he trusted me as much as he's going to trust any media member. And so I appreciated that. But again, you know, the good far outweighs the bad in Ryan Braun lore. And that's just the reality of it. And to speculate that he was juicing the entire 14-year career, I seriously doubt that. I mean, there are protocols put in place to catch that. And they ultimately did.
I never understood why, like, so how that played out, you know, he adamantly denied it. He lied to Rogers. He lied to everybody. He, you know, there was the thing with the FedEx guy or whatever. All of that, people still, like, even without any of that, just the fact that he took PEDs, some people, that is unforgivable. I think that's got to be like, come on. I don't know, man.
No, but the national media, Bart, they can drip and love all over Nelson Cruz just because he's old and hitting home runs, and then they can bypass that. I mean, again,
Brewers fans were harder on Braun than I think any other team was harder on their own guy, and I don't understand.
I think
that.
You're right.
I don't get it. So what do we think? We're sanctimonious here. We're so special that we all do good. I see what you guys are doing at Cowboy Night on the bars on a Saturday night. She ain't your wife. You know, you can't throw stones. Your house is made of glass, too.
But, I mean, the moral compass, Bart, the moral compass is different for different people. It is, you know, where we have an understanding that you're so tempted to do that in professional sports. You're so tempted. The temptation is there throughout, you know, life in general, but in this case, just sports to, you know, D. Gordon, I think his cousin or his brother said, was quoted in USA Today some years back saying, why wouldn't these guys take a pop at it? Because what happens is, for example, Melky Cabrera got nailed, I think in the same biogenesis ring that Braun ultimately was surfaced. But, you know, for his efforts, takes a suspension and then signs a 2-year deal at $8 million a year. I mean, so unless you hammer down on these guys.
And he helped Christian Yelich sign here.
What?
You got to factor that in.
Well, he did. I will say that I think Ryan Braun was instrumental in Christian Yelich signing that deal.
I'm not making a joke. It's true.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's a key part, and Yelich is still going to pay off in a big way, so I'm not worried about that. But, you know, the lottery ticket that you have better odds to get when you're a young player in baseball, I mean, I understand it. Where their moral compass is or their financial, you know, want and desire, I understand it. And they're young, and we make decisions that probably at a younger age we wouldn't make, a little up on years. But, you know, I'm not saying it's okay. Don't get me wrong. But I'm saying the temptation for tens of millions of dollars, guys, tens of millions. And if you're caught, what happens? Number one, you just face your suspension and get your job back. Number two, the potential is still there as you beefed up your numbers. And these organizations know that you were suspended for juicing, yet still pay you $8 million a year on a two-year deal. You figure it out.
I just don't think that, I mean, even though, like, I don't think that cheating in sports, I'm not talking about point shaving, or I'm talking about someone who cheats to be better or play longer. We can't punish these people like it's murder. We just punish these people like it's, like, Braun can hit walk-off home runs, and people still won't stand at Miller Park for him because they hate him so much.
Well, and again, I can't make that judgment on you know, moral compass. That's what it's all about. But know this: those that are not in Brawny's corner in camp, he's going to have to explain to his kids. That's going to be, you know, those of us that are parents. Those are tough conversations.
I've already had one with my 2-year-old, Tim. Can I tell you about it?
My wild, misspent youth of the 80s living in Madison, Wisconsin. I didn't explain that to my son until he was probably 17, 18, 19 years old. I just avoided all that because I wanted to, you know, that was, you know, the way I handled it. And Bronny, when his kids get to, you know, whatever age these kids are flying around their iPhones and internet right now, 13, 14, 15, they're going to figure out. They're friends at school. Your dad played in the big leagues. He's Ryan Braun. I looked him up on the internet. He was a cheat. You know, all that stuff. He's going to have to answer to that.
My 2-year-old said, Dada, why don't people like you, Dada? And I said, well, I think a good amount of people do, but there are people that don't. And he goes, well, why not everyone, Dada? And I said, well, son, here's the deal. One time at a bar, I threw coleslaw in the air, and I lost. People have no respect for me from that, including one person who this morning on his Facebook page said that I suck ass, although he said sock. So I sock ass. Just this morning that occurred. And I said, those people are idiots, son. There's some people in the business I work in that are so bad yet keep failing upwards. I have no idea why, but those people,
we all do stupid things, Bart. We just do. We all do stupid things. I admitted this, I don't know, probably a decade ago. And I think I've only mentioned it one time. We were talking about, you know, the Bradley Center, the old Bradley Center, and, you know, how when it was fresh and nice and it was state of the art and all that. I went to a Bon Jovi concert. And for those that a little up on years that may have been at that show and took the brunt of this, I owe you dinner and I apologize and I'll pay some dry cleaning bills. So we're getting hammered in a suite seeing a Bon Jovi show in the 80s. For whatever reason, my buddy and I just felt the need, sitting in a box in a suite, felt the need to take our cup of beer and just kind of launch it over the edge. I don't know why. Till this day, I don't know what I was thinking. So we all, I mean,
I threw a brick through a Little Caesars window once.
See, there you go. We just do stupid. We make stupid decisions. We do. And it's really what Braun did after that is the key point. And that's what counsel was referring to yesterday. It's what he did after that. And Adonacio made mention of that, too. It's really what he did afterwards. And model citizen, you know, we're not there with him every minute of the day, but certainly looks like it, Bart.
We all do bad things. I made up a fake charity and brought in $500,000 for the Human Fund. I mean, we all do bad things. That's a Costanza reference.
Dumb.
Here's something that I want to ask you about, because So the no-hitter happens, and I'm selfish. I've always wanted a no-hitter, but if I don't start watching from the first inning, I don't root for it.
Come on.
I know. See, I'm still terrible to this day. So, all right, so I turn on the game. He gives up the perfect game, but he's still got the no-hitter going. I understand why. I understand why they take him out. I understand. I did want him in. I understand why.
Me too.
I turn on your post-game show right away. Tobster's still here. You guys are – you sounded exactly how I had hoped that you would sound after a no-hitter, just pure jubilation. I mean, no franchise has ever wanted anything as badly as the Brewers have wanted a no-hitter. So everything's going well. You know, there's some debate. Should he have left him in? Okay, that happens on any combined no-hitter. That's fine. Then I start to see this take that it's not – the no-hitter doesn't count, that it's not a no-hitter. And I'm thinking, what are people doing? I mean, how dumb can you be? There were no hits in the game. It's a no-hitter. Was it a little anticlimactic? Yeah, it was. I mean, it wasn't one guy that finished. But the Brewers, just listening to Corbin Burnes on the big show yesterday tells me all I need to know. He's and I'm watching him in during the game. He was pumped for Josh. He was laughing in the ninth inning. He didn't look dejected at all. This team is so confident in themselves that they're going to get to the World Series and potentially win it, that they know that something like this is just a footnote in how special this season could be. So for that mentality alone, I appreciate the choice that they made on Saturday night.
Had they given up the no-hitter in the ninth, Bart, or had they had a horrible season and it shook out that, you know, Corbin Burnes was yanked after 115 pitches, I would have lost my mind. I mean, because you have to compare it to a guy like Scherzer or Verlander or Randy Johnson or Schilling or some of these, you know, guys. What do you think they would have done if the manager was saying that's it at 115? Oh, I think you'd have had a different situation. But you're right, and that's why I was celebrating that. It doesn't matter. This is all team. It was so symbolic that it was a team no-hitter, and Craig Counsell is a team philosophy manager. And it just was so fitting for this. And check that box. They're checking so many boxes this season that I wasn't going to let that ruin things. I just wasn't. Now, from Burnes' personal perspective of, you know, just being a baseball dude and a fierce competitor, I feel bad for him. I do. He had a shot at this. He may never get this close of a chance. Now, the odds are good that one of these guys are going to do this again because it's dominating stuff. At some point, there's going to be another one, and it may be this year. Look what Lauer's doing. Look what Hauser's doing. Hell, they gave up 7 hits in an entire 3-game series. The pitching staff as a whole gave up 7 hits in 3 games. At one point in that series, Bart, and I know it's Cleveland, but at one point in that series, the Brewers starters, this is just the starters, had gone 18 and a third of one hit baseball. I mean, think about that. That stretch in there. So is there going to be another chance? Inevitable? Probably. Yeah, probably.
The season is so special, and there's been so many moments that, like, if they don't get to the NLCS, because I'm expecting nothing less than that, I won't even believe it. I don't think I'll be crushed because I'll never believe it. This there's too many good things happening for this team to not have a really long run.
And again, you know, the game's over 500, the a shot at 100, you know, the best win total in any regular season, 58. Let's see, what was it? 58 strikeouts before a walk for Corbin Burnes earlier this year. 3 Cy Young candidates. Look at the ERAs. And Brandon Woodruff is 3rd on the team in ERA. I mean, it's amazing, let alone the back end of the bullpen. And here, they're going to have to grind out at-bats. This is going to come down to their offense. And they need to put that ball in play. And that's the one Achilles heel for this team. Now, they've done a marvelous job cutting down on strikeouts. It's an amazing turnaround. It really is. These guys are grinding out at bats.
that has to continue in the postseason, or they're going to get bumped out, regardless of the pitching. They're going to need to scrape and scrap for some runs here. And this whole weight back and back foot launch angle and just try and bop three-run homers, it's not going to fly in the postseason. You will get it once in a while, but you're going to have to grind out some 3-2, 2-1 victories in the postseason.
If I were to tell you that Christian Yelich is pulling an Eric Gagne, would you know what I'm talking about?
No, not really. I know they signed him to a $10 million deal when they got him.
Yeah, and then he sucked, so he bought a bunch of tickets for the fans one night, and that's what Yelich is doing. That's what Yelich. The Brewers put out a release this morning that Christian Yelich is buying 10,000 tickets for fans for the series against the Cardinals. From the 20th to the 23rd, you can go starting at 10 o'clock to brewers.com/Yelich. Brewers.com/Yelich. There's a limit of four per game, and tickets are available on a first-come, first-served basis. There's a $2 per order processing fee. So for $2, you can get a four-pack of tickets. I remember this happened a couple of years ago. It might have been 17 or 18. This is when I went to a game on a Monday night with my wife against the Pirates. And I went in the free tickets, and there was like very few people there. And that's when I got on the air and said, you guys got to get to these games. We got to support our team in a pennant race. And then people called in and said, Bart, you don't know. My life is so hard. I have a job. I have kids. You don't know. You don't know how hard it is. And I said, geez, man. Okay. I'm sorry. I just wanted to see a little more support at these Brewer games. So I think a lot of people hated me. Since then, but yeah.
What were tickets? $6? $6 on one or two of those games. But God bless Yelich. Hey, man, it's those types of things. I don't know if he gets any tax write-off on that, quote, donation. Maybe it's through the Brewers Community Foundation. I don't really care. But again, it's one of those things that makes this relationship between fans and the team special. That's just another one.
How about those Cardinals, by the way? They would be in the playoffs right now.
Oh, I know. And they're gonna make it tough for the Brewers. I know. I just pets in general. Just
yeah.
Not you know, Bart, I can be get off my lawn kind of guy at times, and I try and keep it to a minimum, but I am crotchety older dude when it comes to pets. I am losing patience with pets. I got a couple of big dogs here. I got a cat that needs loving attention like 24/7. You know, he's pestering you. Yeah, you get paid off a little bit, but see, you get that.
Your cat needs attention 24/7. What did you name him? God. What did you name him? Bart?
That's true. No, his name is Jesse, and he's like 12 years old. And I love these guys, but yeah. But yeah, see,
put me on speaker.
Oh, there's the cat. Boys, what are you doing? Is the world coming to an end, or is it your birthday? I just was walking the dogs. I figured I'd tucker them out before I ran errands so they'll sleep a while. But okay.
All right, last thing. We put up a poll. We were asking people, who do you like more, Ryan Braun or Aaron Rodgers? What do you think the vote is at?
I'm going to say it's close. And you know, I find it hard to believe that, and I don't know, this is beating that same drum here. I find it hard to believe that, and I don't want to tell Packer fans who to like and dislike, but that dude was the MVP last year. Let's all keep that in mind. He's the MVP. Was there drama? Is he a diva? Yes and yes. I really could care less. I care
most
about what he does.
Valuable
on that field.
Philosopher, because that's what he thinks he is.
Well, fine. I don't care, you know, whatever. In
it's
your 52-48,
by the way. It's 52-48 Rodgers. It is close.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't matter to me. I really could care less. I've come to know that these guys love themselves. That's what makes them good. That's what makes them tick. They need to be like, you don't think Patrick Mahomes looks in the mirror and says, man, I got it going on here. Come on. That's what makes these guys go. If you don't want to like them, I get it. That's your choice. As JR on the JR Sport Brief show would say, that's up to you. You can agree or disagree, but I'm just here to tell you that I don't care. Now, again, I just he's the MVP, and he's got to pop. He's got to pop to win a Super Bowl this year. Let's go with it. Let's embrace it. Whatever happens after that, it's going to happen.
All right, one more thing.
Sorry.
See you, buddy.
See you, Bart. Bye, Toby. You're doing a fine job.
Thanks, Tim. Have a good day.
You got it.
Tim Allen. He tweets like once a month at Tim Allen Rants. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank hotline. If you're applying for a home renovation loan, you're a bit anxious, breathe. Let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of banquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com. GreatMidwestBank.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Woo! Yeah! It's a Wednesday! And you know what that means. AEW tonight. Haven't referenced them yet. 414-799-1250. Spark Guy is calling in after he just tweeted me that last segment was terrible. What's up? What the hell?
I told Toby that was the worst episode of Dr. Doolittle I ever heard. But I will say, we need to get the snippet of you barking like a dog and get that on the soundboard. That might be like your barking dog pick of the week or something, but we need the audio of you barking like a dog. That was just well, anyways, as I lose my mind over that, I was calling in as far as the statewide stuff. You're talking about the favorite athletes. I think I had a couple comments on that. Like, one, at the end of the day, never discount the fact that no matter what Favre does, he can do no wrong because he like hunts and fishes. So like,
That's true, and he rides a tractor and he has a big lawn. You're right.
The other thing I'd say as far as the Giannis factor, you're right. I'd almost view it as the rural-urban thing. If you did statewide, just downgrade Giannis 10 to 15 basis points on the poll just because of people's general ignorance. The stuff you still hear about the Bucks and everything else once you get out of the Milwaukee and even Madison area is still crazy. But that said, as time goes on, that should build up. But you're right. I think if you did the whole state, you'd see some different numbers, especially for the Bucks.
You're a fantasy guy. Can you help me with a question?
Sure. I haven't done fantasy in a long time, but I can do my best.
Oh, I need to know who to pick up. Should I pick up Washington? Should I pick up the Giants' D against Washington or the Cardinals' D against Minnesota?
The Giants' D against Washington. I feel like that Cardinal-Viking game could get pretty high-paced, and even if you like it, I don't know. That's my thoughts on it. When you look at defense, I'd at least think it's almost like looking at an over-under. It's tempo, right? I feel like that tempo.
Yeah, but even if they give up points, I mean, if Chandler Jones had 5 sacks, they can create turnovers. That's what I'm thinking. And Kirk Cousins sucks.
I'm thinking tempo, though, and Toby would know that football team versus Giants game could be a slog. I mean, that could just be low points and not a lot going on. So I don't know, man. I haven't done fantasy in a long time, but that's what I would in the back in the day I'd do is tempo. I think.
I don't have a clip of me barking like a dog, but apparently I'm told I did already make a decision here. I guess I said this last hour. I think I am going to pick up the D. I'm going to just ride it. Ooh, okay. I think that was about something else, so never mind. Okay, Spark Guy, anything else?
I had one question for you. I trust your judgment not only as a father, but more importantly as a man.
Wow.
I have a bit of a feud going on. It's also with somebody that rides a vehicle with 2 wheels, but this person is actually 9 years old. My kids started a new school. Got there late on Friday. And the parking was filled, and this is a landlocked lot. Like, there's no extra parking. And I parked, along with a few other parents, in an area that was technically marked no parking. A 9-year-old approached me wearing a Mohawk bike helmet and riding a scooter and told me that I better not park there. I was taken aback, but my kids saw this, and now I have to decide when I go back there. This is my first time picking them up today. I kind of have to purposely park there, right? Like, I normally wouldn't park there. But I feel like it's too – I don't want to start a fight with a 9-year-old, but on the other hand, I had my manhood at stake, especially in front of my children. I have to go back there and park to prove to him that I'm not backing down. I wanted your thoughts on this.
Was he like – okay, so was he like a hall monitor guy, or was he just like some kid?
Just some kid. Just some kid, but very assertive to the point that I kind of looked around after he pointed out to me, like, is this somebody I know putting his kid up this or something? But no, he was serious, and he warned me not to be back there and then moved on to the next car and did the same thing. And I'm, you know, my wife obviously says that this is pointless and I need to be the adult and move on. But I mean, come on now. I mean, there's a lot at stake here. I would think at least my reputation. Right?
All right. My first instinct is that you should follow the kids. You should follow the kids, what he's saying, because kids need to learn that there is a structure to society and rules are rules. My second thought though, right away, is also that kids also need to learn about disappointment and heartbreak. We coddle kids too much these days, so they need to feel heartbreak. The third is, well, if he does feel heartbreak, you know, what kind of person is that going to turn him into? A lot of people do crazy stuff because of one bad slight early in their life. So I've decided, with grand wisdom, the answer to your question is, you need to put your kid into a different school.
Okay. All right, well, I guess I dropped them off there about 45 minutes ago. I'm turning around, I'm going back, walking into that office, and I'm getting them out of there. This is what I need to do. This is what's best for not only my family but me.
And so I also think that if this instance of this parking situation is like the line between your son thinking you're a man or not, you've already frayed that enough where you're already screwed.
I mean, I made a lot of jokes, but that one kind of hit a little close to home. I'm gonna walk off this call, and I got a lot to think about now, Bart.
Hey, you asked, I answer. That's the rules.
You take care.
All right, you too, Spark Guy. Spark. See you, buddy. Spark Guy. Here's a call we've been waiting for all day. I almost thought you weren't gonna call in, Notebook Mike.
When I hear a call like that, I only have one word. Wow.
Wow.
Okay, We're talking about parking? Okay, let me put that on top of the list here. I go to 32 car shows a year.
Yeah.
I park wherever the hell I want.
Sorry, I'm buying boots. Go on.
What?
Look, can we just get to it? You called in, you said you had a wrap today. You called in and said you had a wrap today.
What?
Are you ready?
Much went on yesterday. I didn't have time to work on it. I had to take my car back to the shop. Just a bad day.
Well, can you wrap? Why don't you? You started the wrap yesterday. Why don't you do that again? I have background music for you.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Are you going to show up next Thursday?
To what?
At the fourth base.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to meet Rami and Sam and Toby.
Okay, next Friday. If you're not there, I'll lay the wrap down if you're there. Because I know you.
Oh, my God.
Something's going to come up. Anyway, I go to car shows. I drive right past people holding yellow flags. I mean, I park where I want.
Let's go. Do your wrap.
So, Toby?
You have a wrap. Do it.
Toby there?
Toby's here.
Softball. Oh, you know, he kind of lit a fire under me. And I played with, like, four great softball players. And they all said, hit that ball as hard as you can. Go to the batting cage. Get that leg kick.
Mike, I'm tuning you out, dude. You said you were going to call in with a wrap today, and now you don't have the wrap. But yesterday, you gave us a portion of the wrap, so I am asking you to do that again.
Yeah, Mike.
Toby.
Mike, you told us you were going to give us a wrap, and you're not doing it. What are you, Kanye West?
Well, no, I take 10 meds, and I'm out. And gin and juice wasn't written in one night. All right, tomorrow it'll drop. I'm trying to rhyme you guys in. The wrap is done, but you guys aren't in it.
We don't need to be in it.
Yeah, you do.
No.
He's all pissed. He ain't in it.
It doesn't. I'm not Rami.
Well, I got to figure out I'm going to rhyme Rami and Bart in there. You know, Gary let the dogs out, the big dogs.
Is this the wrap? Go. Do it. Do it.
Hey,
go. 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 Go.
Tomorrow.
Go. Do it. Now. Come on.
Tomorrow. The cheerleaders, Dallas cheerleaders drops.
Mike, I'm going to play you off if you don't do it.
What part do you want?
The whole thing. Go.
I don't have it done.
Everything you have done. Go.
Stop. You tailgate and listen. Mike's outside on a mission. Sports. Daily and nightly. Gary, big show. He's the man. Leroy Butler jumps in the stands. Sparky goes to Disneyland. Will it ever stop? Hell no. Tim Allen's back on the show. Mike McGivern, fate in the zone. Bucks, Brewers, Badgers, Packers, down the road will win some titles. That's all I got.
All right, you're right. Gin and juice wasn't written in a day. You can do a little better, but.
Right. These things take time. I got to get you guys in at the end there. I got to get Toby in there.
Also, I think I heard like one rhyme.
Oh, it's supposed to sound like one big rhyme.
Oh. All right. All right, Mike.
Well, come on, ask me a question about sports.
Do you like Rodgers or Braun more?
Braun. I don't know what Rodgers is thinking. Blaming girlfriends, that's just lame. You know, come on. He's had, what, 1, 2, 3, 4 girlfriends, and he had 2 MVPs. He's going to blame the girlfriend? All right, well, I guess I got to get... You know, going on this wrap to get you guys in. So, did you like it so far?
So far, so good, Mike.
So far, so good? Okay. Kind of caught me off guard. I got so much going on.
Yeah, I caught you off guard. That's what you teased yesterday to do today, but I caught you off guard.
I know. It'll be done.
All right, Mike. See you, buddy.
All right, we'll see you guys.
I thought Notebook Mike was a man of his word. You had to push it out of him. But Paul is in Grafton. What's up, Paul?
Well, prior to Mike, the guest kept repeating that Rodgers was the MVP, and that's obviously past tense. The first game performance had a passer rating of 35 or thereabouts, and that's not an MVP performance. It's one game, but just relying on his past MVP isn't the criteria. It's what he's going to do this year. And even by his own admission, he paid badly, and it was even the nature of his incompletions and his interceptions that was disturbing. So he hasn't started as an MVP, and we'll find out as the weeks go by what kind of quarterback he's going to be this year. I just don't like relying on one particular past performance, because the 2 years prior to that, his performance was declining. That's why the Packers drafted Love. So who knows what's going to happen this year? I just didn't like the reliance on the past as an indication of what's going to happen this year. That's all.
No, that's fair, Paul. Thanks for the call. 799-1250. And that's kind of where, as I reach into the psyche of Packer fans and even of my own self, that's kind of where we are at right now. We know what Rodgers can be. We know how good he can be. There's a reason that we wanted him back so badly. And last year, he was the MVP. So, yes, we know that. What we just saw from Rodgers was a very bad performance where he did things un-Rodgers-like. So then you wonder to yourself, well, how much of that was, you know, how much does the offseason play into it? Because when we saw him last, he was an MVP. And then when we saw him after 8 months of not seeing him, he played very bad. So you can deteriorate in that time. Peyton Manning was an MVP and then came back and was terrible, right? And then he had to retire with the Broncos after he won a Super Bowl. You had to give it up. So I think where we're at right now is we know that they played bad in week one, and we don't want to overreact too much. The defense might never be good again. That seems like it's a problem. The defense might be bad forever. That's not good. But with Rodgers, we're all kind of like hoping and expecting for a big performance against Detroit on Monday. Rodgers typically, after losses, is good. I think he has like a 16 TD zero interception ratio the last 3 years, not counting, of course, the Saints game, which was a loss after the Tampa Bay game. So technically, the Packers have lost two straight games that they have played. I just think we're waiting to see what happens on Monday night, because we've seen him struggle before and we've seen him follow it up. So we're assuming that that will happen again, although maybe there's a little, and that's not even a lot. There might just be a tiny smidgen of doubt that we'll see that against Detroit. And Detroit, yeah, they're a laughing stock, and they're worse than they were last year, but they're also very capable of putting up points. So, yeah, Rodgers could score 35, especially now they're missing Jeffrey Okuda, the corner. But the Packers' defense is not good either. I mean, I'm sure that the Lions' offense, and Jamal Williams is in there, and he's probably telling them, look, I practice against these dudes. They ain't that good. I don't know. I don't know what he's saying. He's probably not saying that. He's probably talking about other stuff.
SpongeBob.
Yeah, SpongeBob, because he's the best and we miss him. Dwayne is in Bayview. Dwayne, what's happening?
Hey. Hey, I was just wondering. Roger made a big stink about Randall Cobb coming back. And that's why he protested and all that stuff. Well, why wasn't Cobb playing Sunday?
I don't think Cobb's going to play that much.
You don't think he's going to play?
My hot take on the season was less than 25 catches for Randall Cobb.
Oh, because that was a big thing. He bragged about him. I'm got to have Cobb back because he's a good receiver, and I didn't see him out there playing at all.
I think he wants Cobb back more for the friendship than he does on the field.
Oh, yeah.
They don't need him. That's the one trade. They didn't need him. If you're going to trade a six-round pick, go get a linebacker. He didn't need Randall Cobb. You got four other, five other guys in there you could have used.
Yeah, but he made such a big thing about that. And I said, where the heck is he?
Yeah, it was weird. He wasn't out there.
Yeah, that was my question.
All right, Dwayne.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. He did catch a pass from Jordan Love, however. So I had the hot take of under 25 catches, which still is on target. But now I'm going to change that if he's close to passes from Jordan Love and Aaron Rodgers. This was the first we saw Jordan Love in a game, in a regular season game. He played in a regular season game, and is anyone talking about it? Nobody's talking about Jordan Love and, like, how did he look? What did he do?
Well, I can tell you who we're going to be talking a lot about next week if Rodgers struggles again on Monday. We're talking a lot about Jordan Love.
I mean, he had a couple good throws. Yeah, I get it. His third, whatever. But it's just interesting. Rodgers is out and Love is in. And this is a situation I wondered that would happen. If Rodgers and these guys were down or up big, would Rodgers be like, no? Because you play your backup quarterback, it's either, in this situation, it's to get your future quarterback reps. Just to get him reps. It's not to take Rodgers out. It's to get your backup quarterback reps, at least more so than to take Aaron out. And then we just move on with our merry way. Window Select 262-703-3500. 262-703-3500. WindowSelect.com. You can check out all the great products that they have with their free consultation. So they come to you. You have questions about what things would look like, how it would work in your home, obviously how much it would cost. You have them come out for a free consultation. They go over the window, the siding, and the doors. They can do customizable doors. That's a big thing they do, too, that I don't talk about enough. They can do customizable doors for you. The windows are high quality, energy efficient. The siding will last for you. It's all backed with a double lifetime warranty. So that's another great thing that they do. When you get it installed, it doesn't cost you anything for a year. No payments for a full year with WindowSelect.com. And this consultation I talked about, they're a proud partner now of the Green Bay Packers. They are a partner. So they have tickets, and they're giving them to people that have them out for a consultation. You give them a little time, they give you a quote, you get tickets to a game of your choice. So ask them about that, 262-703-3500, 262-703-3500, windowselect.com. The reason that I kind of got so into Rodgers today, at least like talking about him, was when he was describing his interceptions. And he did this to Pat McAfee. And I got to think that any reaction that I'm having might be an overreaction. So here he is. I'll just play this again if you haven't heard it. He's talking about the second interception first, and then he goes back to the first interception. That was when he had Devontae. They were down 17-3. It looked like they were going to score and make this a game. When he threw that pick, it was like, what? I said, wow. Like, I'm at the point now as a Packer fan. I've seen it all. So it takes a lot for me to, like, get up and cheer and high five and even, like, be shocked. You've seen it all as a Packer fan. We all have. I was like, wow. It just looked weird. His excuse for that is not what I've ever heard any quarterback have an excuse of ever. Here he is talking about interception two and then interception one.
Like I said, they're playing the backside safety there. Low on the backside. Devontae had a corner on the backside. I was thinking he was going to kind of stay with him and kind of double Devontae. And when I took my eyes off him, he did a nice shot, went back to the middle of the field, and I obviously overthrew Marquez on that one. I do want to talk about the first one, though.
Okay,
and
yeah.
I think that there's have to be multiple ones, but for those of you who went back and watched it or will go back and watch it, I don't like to make a lot of excuses for interceptions. You know, there's some ones, there's some, you know, ones you wish you had back. There's some ones that really aren't your fault. That one was entirely due to the double shot I took. Somebody will go back and watch it. But I stepped up in the pocket. I was going to throw across my body to Devontae. He was running a shallow cross. And, you know, it's a ball I've thrown in practice before. I didn't feel bad about that throw. And right before I'm throwing it, I took a left kind of clothesline that, you know, A.J. Hawk or Brady Papanga clothesline. And somebody on the right, you know, with a right kind of cross, double shot that, you know, I guess I got to overcome that and throw a better ball. That was a painful one. They got their money's worth on that one.
So I got all old man about that because Rodgers looked terrible, and I was talking about on Monday, you can't have that game with that offseason. And then he's explaining it, and he's just being boys. You know, he's just being boys with his boys. But he's making excuses like he got hit in the junk, and that's why he threw a pick. And that, I got to be honest, that triggered me a little bit. And so I was all like, I don't know. This season, there's a lot that rides on this season. You have said it's the last dance. You, Rodgers, you did it, bud. And if you're driving around, call in. You did it, though. You and Devontae did it. And then the Clay stuff, yeah, you know what you're doing. You are putting all this pressure on the Packers that, like, we feel for you. You guys created that. We're like in bliss land. We're like, we got the Bucks that won a title 8 weeks ago yesterday. We got the Brewers. We got the Brewers throwing no hitters nearly every single day. And they're on a path to the World Series. We are good, man. We like dream. Oh, could there maybe be, you know, three champions? Could that maybe happen? We're good. But then you start talking about how special the team is. And then we start to buy into it. And then you go and lose 37-3. And 38-3. So then, I don't know. I mean, again, a lot. We're kind of in like on a pause. We got both takes ready to go here. And I'm not talking about me or Toby or Sparky or Gary. I'm talking about Packer fans. We're paused because we got both ways ready to go. They can either win against Detroit and we're right back to where we were. This is going to be a good year. It's going to be a good team. That week one was a blip. Or they do lose. Or they win but play very bad. And we're going to go really in on the defense and we're going to go harder on Rodgers. This game against Detroit, it's big for that reason. It's big for, I guess, how we feel about the team. It's so early. There's an extra game. I mean, I wouldn't even entertain. Like, they don't have to win this game. But you got to, I don't know. I'm kind of like ready to go either way. But we're all sort of in limbo until Monday.
Yeah, it a lot's going to ride on what happens on Monday. A lot of it is. And, you know, we'll talk about it all week next week. Because I think, you know, it's going to be difficult to forget what happened in week one. It'd be different if it were a 2-touchdown loss and they looked okay, but there was really no positives to take away from week one. And so you're going to have to see something out of the Packers in week two. And even though they may play well against the Lions and win big, it's still going to be difficult to forget week one unless they come out and they look like all the rust that they showed in week one from the poor execution on offense, the terrible defensive game plan and just defense overall. If they play better like that, maybe we can kind of move on. But still, I mean, if it's 1 week of good football and 1 week of bad football, you don't know what's coming down the pike for week three then.
I also have the added incentive to be mad because of fantasy. I really bought into Rodgers and drafted him in a bunch of leagues.
Yeah, he's costing you money now.
So now it's personal. So now, you know, it's one thing is my favorite team. But now it's personal. Got a tweet here. Did I miss the Notebook mic rap? Either way, if you heard it or not, yeah. He said he had a rap for us and then he didn't. And then he did, but it wasn't finished. So we'll continue to wait on that coming up. Brewers start here in just about 2 hours. Can I squeeze in? Do we have a lineup from the Brewers yet? That's a good thing to bring to you. I like to see the lineup each and every day, and I don't know if they've got one.
They do.
They've been putting out later and later. Hit it with me quick.
Wong batting first, playing second. Escobar at third. Yelich in left. Narvaez DHing. Shortstop Urias. Right field Peterson. Vogelback at first. Kane in center. Pena catching. Woody
Ooh.
On the mound.
Little Narvi Pena, do-si-do. Because they got Malley. I think he's up too. So if you know, you can't play, you can't pitch at a catcher. You gotta save your catcher. All right, Interesting. That game's at noon. Post game after. We got the big show until then. We're back tomorrow at 6. Fantasy football help tomorrow. Ryan Wood, Rami Makhlouf, and much, much more here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.